up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
Now we get to hear what else she has for us. Will she be a one-hit wonder? Let's hope not. Hide the wine.
What in the world were you thinking?
When they go into stores like this, they have a hands-in-the-pockets rule.
Like, what were you thinking?
Did we want to ask a question?
Well, we did talk about it before the segment.
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
You're the host.
The weird advice you got for a wedding?
No, who was the crazy
person?
I was switching things around. I was ready to do something else.
Okay, Mike Leach.
And we came with it.
Mike Leach says that the particularly the women in your life are going to lose their minds.
Okay. I don't think it means what you think it means.
All right, we don't really even know what we say until Husker Nick brings it forward in Out of Context Contest on Fridays.
You'd be shocked at how often I'm shocked by what comes up on Out of Context Contest. Answers are surprises to me as well.
Like, did I say that? Really? When did the best phrase
about?
Is like, they never said that. It's like, no, we've got the audio. It's right there.
You just heard yourself say it.
We have two people. We have Christina and Kim, so we do need a third at 466-9696 if you'd like to jump in, and you're going to win either way.
Mm-hmm. Everyone wins movie tickets, correct?
Hi, Kix. Good morning. Who's this?
Adam.
All right, Adam, hang on the line, buddy. You're right in line, okay?
Perfect.
All right, so Adam's in here as well. We will start, though, with Christina. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Do you feel confident about this? Have you been listening to the show this week?
I have, particularly on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
Got your datum or dump 'em fix going on.
Yes, got it.
Totally get it.
All right.
So it's really easy to play. The game is like this. We will give you some audio, and then Husker Nick has written out A, B, or C answers.
Yes, I am hosting today because Husker Nick is on vacation. So, you just tell us, A, B, or C, what the heck were we talking about?
And if you get all three right, you are our winner. If not, you'll just hang on the line, and we'll go to Kim, and she can try, and Adam can try, and we can always end up back at you. So we start with the first piece in Out of Context Contest for this week.
I don't know if it's too deep, but that was hard.
What?
I don't know if it was too deep, but that was hard, is what I said.
Okay.
What was I talking about? A, I was getting a Swedish massage from my husband and was complaining about his lack of depth but overt hardness. I was complaining that during White Nerdy Wednesday, Husker Nick didn't go deep enough, but for sure that was way too hard. Or C, I was attempting to drill a hole in my backyard and failed to go deep enough because the ground was too hard and Nick won a bet that I could not put up a fence on my own.
I'm going to go with B.
C?
B.
B. Yes, B is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, he went... White Nerdy Wednesday was really hard this week.
Oh, yeah. No, it was extremely hard, and I felt like a total loser. I mean, I feel like a loser anyway playing against you and White Nerdy
Wednesday. Everybody missed everything on White Nerdy Wednesday. They were the deep cuts.
You guys won by like 0.33.
Yes, indeed
we did. It was pretty ridiculous. All right.
Okay, good
one
job.
Point. There you go.
Let's go number two.
The only person I've seen playing with those balls is your husband.
Yep. He's the only one allowed to touch them.
What?
I honestly am not sure.
you don't even know the answer. Okay.
Reading his jokes and I still don't know what it is. Okay.
All right. I think I might know.
My husband Paul and I have toy balls that Paul plays with in the kitchen. B, my husband and I put up a basketball hoop in the driveway, and he won't let me play with his balls. Quote, get your own balls, lady. Or C, my husband Paul bought us bowling balls last Christmas in hopes we would get in a league. Everything was fine until Lauren smelled JP's balls at a work function at Sun Valley Lanes and realized it's more advantageous to play with slightly heavier and grape-scented balls. Thus, poor Paul is stuck playing with his bowling balls alone each week.
Oh, wow.
Did one of those three things happen?
Yes.
Okay, you know the answer because I honestly have no idea.
I actually know the answer to this one.
Okay, do you know the answer?
I'm going to go with C.
Said C?
Yes, C is in chat.
That is not it.
Oh.
But hang on the line. You're not done yet.
I did not smell JP's balls at Sun Valley Lanes.
Yeah. Even me, I'm like, we're good. We bring in Kim, who's been waiting behind Christina to try to steal the game. So, Kim, is it A?
My husband Paul and I have toy balls that Paul plays with in the kitchen. Or B, My husband Paul and I put up a basketball hoop in the driveway. Paul won't let me play with his balls. Get your own balls, lady.
I'm going to say B, like a boy.
B is not it either.
That other thing happened?
Adam, good morning. Is it A or A?
Just say A.
I'm going to go with A.
A is right.
What?
We were talking about the, and I think the translation is, we were talking about the best Christmas gifts of this year. Yeah. And how there's that WALL-E cube thing.
Oh, because we have a BB-8 in our kitchen.
You have a BB-8, and it's a ball.
And it's a little ball that rolls around.
And Paul plays with the ball in the kitchen.
Paul does play with the balls in the kitchen. Okay.
So there you go. That was the answer.
I'm glad you listen to our show, because clearly I don't.
I put up the show, so
good
yeah.
Good job, Adam.
Paying attention. All right, so Adam's got a point.
It was A out of A or A.
Adam could win the game with this one in an out-of-context contest. If not, Christina and Kim are waiting in the wings to steal the game. Our final piece in out-of-context contest for this week.
Octopus pasta! Octopus pasta is...
Octopus pasta. Octopus pasta.
Octopus pasta.
Octopus pasta.
Octopus pasta.
Octopus pasta.
Octopus pasta.
Octopus! And then everybody goes, pasta! Octopus pasta!
Octopus
pasta!
Octopus pasta.
Octopus pasta. Octopus pasta.
Octopus
pasta.
Octopus pasta.
Octopus pasta.
No, it doesn't sound natural for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So here are your choices. I'm Lauren and Husker Nick. We're trying to convince JP it's a good idea to yell octopus pasta while calling men's basketball games. Okay. B. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick went to the supermarket and had a blast yelling octopus pasta at people. Or C, Lauren and Husker Nick were trying to see how many times they could trick JP into saying octopus pasta because he has a super hard time saying words in English and kept messing it up and saying octopus pasta.
It's definitely A. And I think you could do that.
You're on board?
I'm on board.
It is definitely A.
It could have been C, too. I don't know about you guys.
Nobody was trying.
Octopus pasta. It's hard to say.
You're fine. You're fine.
Well, all right. Congratulations, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
You swooped in and stole the game, man.
Oh, thank you.
You bet. So you got your movie passes down at the Marcus Grant Theater. Go see whatever movie you want to go see this weekend, okay?
Perfect.
Hang on the line. We'll get some more details to you. And, of course, Christina and Kim are not going to go empty-handed either.
Did we really say it that many times?
How many times did we say it?
That was a lot of times.
We have to listen to it again and see.
Count
how many times we said octopus
pasta. Some kind of record. That, I believe, definitely is probably verifiably a Guinness World Record for the most times the phrase octopus pasta has ever been uttered on a radio morning show.
We could make it in the book.
I'm guessing yes.